I dance through life and smell the roses. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I dance through life and smell the roses. I have a very dear friend called Edith Mary Sanderson. She's been with me as a friend and as a student and as everything else under the sun for, well, since 1973, I believe it was, 72, 73, right in there. And she wrote down this title.
Oh.
And she's 80-some years old, and she dances through life and smells the roses. Mm-hmm. And she just recently talked to her doctor, and her doctor said, I think we've got you on the wrong medication. And so they changed the medication for her. And now she just feels like dancing through life and smelling the roses because she just feels wonderful because she's no longer inhibited. She's no longer sleepy. She's no longer out of the picture because of the medicine that she's taking. And that really is a big step. That really is a big step. I know anyone who has to take medication for any reason, especially for being more relaxed or being more peaceful, maybe more balanced, it's a heavy-duty type of medicine that you take. I've known people who've had shock treatment, and it leaves them a little bit less than happy when they're done with that, because it takes away that which was enthusiastic that they had for life. Now, this is not talking about drugs and shock treatments and things like that, but it's talking about when people wake up from any experience, from the everyday experience of thinking that life is so busy, I haven't got time for anything. I have a brother, Ray, who is 80-some years old, and Ray lives in Mount San Jacinto. He has a beautiful mobile home there, and he's been there for quite some time. Well, he was caregiver for a friend for many years, and the friend just recently passed on. So now Ray is alone with his dog, a Jack Russell Terrier, and Ray is just smitten with his terrier, the nicest puppy that he could have ever had. Well, Ray has gone through a number of physical changes in his life, and it has been not as comfortable as he'd like to be, but he has decided he is going to be happy about life. He is going to dance through life and smell the roses. And so when his friend moved on, he says, I have a long life ahead of me. I am going to do everything in preparation so that I can continue living a long and a happy life, and I'm going to do all the things that make me happy. So one of the things that he did was when he moved into his mobile home some 15, 20 years ago, it had a carpet that didn't please him. And every year he said, I'm going to change that carpet. So when his friend moved on, he said, I'm going to change that carpet. And so he went out and he bought carpeting to cover the entire mobile home to be just a beautiful new experience. And he had a beautiful, what was it? I call it a Persian,
oriental
carpet. And he was very proud of it. He loved it very much. And he covered the living room floor on top of the carpet. And so he sent that out and had it cleaned. And then he bought the new carpeting. And he put that new cleaned oriental rug on his carpet. And it just looks beautiful. And he said, say it out loud.
It matches.
It matches his new carpet. And he is so happy with it. And he just is now dancing around his house with all the carpet pulled up and the new carpet down. And the furniture has not been yet moved back into its place. And he just really gets to feel how lovely and expansive and how big his house is. And so now the furniture is all going to come back out of the kitchen, off of the deck and the porch, back into its proper places. And then what is he going to do? He's not stopping there. He's going to resurface the kitchen. and the bathrooms, one of them. He's going to put a new tile in there, and it's going to look like this Mexican tile, the reddish tile, with a real smooth covering like we have in the Oasis, and we also have it in the Citadel. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to put that in his house. Now, here he is, a man who, years ago, he'll say, what the heck are you doing that for? You're not going to be around very long. You're 80 years old. Well, we have learned since 1950, the average lifespan of people has been extended 30 years, and it is growing every year. So here he is in his 80s. Likely add 30 more years to that. What do you got? 110, you know? And by the time he is, you know, 100, they'll probably expand it again.
Exactly.
And he'll keep going. And he's in good health. He's in good feeling. He likes himself. So it's a good thing he put new carpeting down, you know? And that he put new tile down in his kitchen and stuff. And he's planning on enjoying a long, happy life. And another little thing that he did, his dog passed on, and he loved that dog very dearly. And then he said to me, my dog passed on. And I said, well, one of our neighbors said they have a dog that they wanted to find a home for him. And what would he like to think about him? And it was a Jack Russell Terrier. He said, I'll take it. I signed that scene. He knew at that moment that that was the right dog. So we had Sylvia, who found the dog at a neighbor's that they were ready to release him. And she drove the dog up to Mount San Jacinto from Campo here in about a two-hour drive, wasn't it, something like that? Three hours. Don't use your thumb for the counter. You, 3 hours or three fingers, you know, then four and then five, you know. But you got the thumb sticking up there. I think that that's just waving in the air, you know. You can't put it away. Anyhow, and in sign language, you know, if you can hold down your two middle fingers and hold up your thumb and your outer finger and your little finger, that means I like you. I love you. That means I love you in sign language. So if you show that like that, that means I love you. One of the people in Tucson who was attending our seminar there gave me that symbol a number of times during the seminar. And I said, what is this you're doing? Give me the finger there. She said, no. That's sign language for I love you. You know,
and I said,
fabulous. So back to Ray. He decided that he wanted that dog. So Sylvia drove the dog up to him. But unfortunately, on the two-hour ride, the dog sat in her lap and snuggled her and cuddled her and said, you're my new mommy. And so when they got to Ray, Sylvia thought, maybe I think I'll turn around and go home and keep this little baby, you know. But when Sylvia brought the dog in to see Ray, the dog instantly jumped into Ray's lap and has never left. And Ray is just as happy as he can be. He feels it's the most wonderful gift that he's ever had in this world. And Ray, being a pragmatic person, you know what pragmatic means? Ray, being a pragmatic person, said his other dog's name was Tipper. He liked Tipper. Tipper's a good name. He's got Tipper on all the certificates and on all of the licenses and on all the dog tags. And so he's going to call this new dog Tipper. Naturally. And so he doesn't have to worry about changing the nameplates and stuff like that. And that's real cool. And so he and Tipper make it a wonderful duo, and they just go everywhere together. And Tipper has been approved by the state of California as a service dog
for the blind,
and has been given permission to be with Ray under all circumstances, in the bus, in stores, in the restaurant, any place Ray goes, Tipper has this approval. Now, I don't know whether Tipper can handle all that, but it certainly is a new life for Tipper when you consider Tipper came from living here in Campo with big brothers who were, what kind of dogs were they?
Kind of Australian Shepherd dogs.
Australian big dogs.
Yeah.
And he was a little Jack Russell, you know. But Jack Russell is never little. It may be a little dog, but every dog pays attention to it. He runs the roost wherever he is. And so Ray has that dog. And my point here is we have just found out what the birthday is of the dog. And it was April 15th, 2000. And so it's only less than 5 years old. And so he has a long life ahead of him. So Ray is certainly going to live out his life with the dog. Now I wonder, smelling the roses, do dogs have longer lifespans too now?
Yeah.
And do cats have longer lifespans? Yeah. And do all creatures on Earth have longer lifespans? Because and that's what they're doing, isn't it?
Because that's what we
yeah.
The new consciousness.
Right. And at the time in the life of Jesus, 30 years old was an old man. And of course, we always show Jesus as a young buck, you know, running around with handsome dark hair and you know, lovely beard and so forth. And he probably was. But the thing is, he, by their terms in those days, was over the hill. He was an old, old man. I was talking to a man on television the other day from our seminar in Tucson. We had a television show, and the fellow was Phil, he called him. Yeah. Hello, my name is Phil. And I thought, my goodness, it says here on the paper he's 70 years old. He sounds like he's 170, you know? And we talked to him, and instantly he jumped right into every package we offered him. Every good thinking that we offered him. He, I think, is ready to dance and dance through life and smell the roses because I would imagine when I go back to Tucson in June, it is when I'm going to go back, that we'll hear from him again and his voice will probably sound like this. Well, hello, how wonderful to hear from you. You are fantastic because you see, I'm 25, and my voice is 25. And many opera singers are very foolish people, very foolish people. They think that their voice is going to sound like it sounded when they were in their quote-unquote prime. They don't realize that if they would keep on singing, their voice would take on a new distinction to it, a new mellowness, a new grandness as they would keep on singing. Because I know when I sing, I don't have the voice of the tenor that I was as a teenager and as a young man. I now have a baritone voice, you know, and a glorious voice. My goodness sakes. You know, every time I sing, I smell the roses. And everyone else tells me the same thing. And it's great. It is great. And when I'm giving a seminar in in Tucson last week, just a few days ago, I naturally would sing too.
Of course.
And as I sang, everyone said, oh, what a wonderful voice. Oh, you sound so great. Oh, you're so terrific. And of course, I was. And it was good. And it was fun. But we should not deny the world from hearing what we have to offer in our voice, in our song, in our smile, in our smelling the roses, in all of the beautiful things as we dance through life. Just dance. And, you know, when I was a young man, first married, I thought I liked to sing. So I sang. And different people said to me, you sing terrible. You sing terrible. And I had fun. And people applauded me, and people listened, and they asked me to come and sing at their places. And I sang on stage a lot of times, and different people said, you sing terrible. And I merely said, well, look at, and I don't have a name to give you, look at Joe Blow over here, who is singing on the gold label. What kind of a voice do you think he has? And what kind of songs do you think he has? And as far as knowing songs, how many songs did Liberace know? Well, Liberace is not that. How many songs did Elvis Presley know? No. Caruso was professional. Elvis Presley did not know music. He did not know song. And he knew the guitar merely because he played it by ear. He was not a professional musician at all. And he was the king.
Yeah.
The world set their watches by him and still do. They loved his music. If they really loved it and they really thought he was a symbol, an icon forever, they'd play it today, but they don't. It's not played on our radio stations and our television stations and so forth, because, you know, an icon, Beethoven, you know, Bach, Mozart, all those guys, they are back and back and back and back and back because they're icons of stature. But he was an icon of his time, and a good one. A good one. We all enjoyed dancing to Elvis and copying his way of being silly and stuff like that. And it was a great time. It was a great time. But it was a time that came and went, as it does with many things. But always we dance through life, and always we smell the roses. And, you know, the music is always there, and the roses are always there, and we are always there. Have a wonderful evening, and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.